Two lines from the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph from Aleph, and in our Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed from Aleph, the Mishnah taught us Rabbi Chaim Reika Ima Im Amal Mishu Rei Li Yashay Dvaru Kayamin Val Misha In Rei Li Yashay In Dvaru Kayamin. And we saw in the Gemara, at least according to one Zad, that Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Chaim Reika, explained that as far as the Shita is, certainly a person cannot give Ach B'Makom Bas or Bas B'Makom Ben. However, if Yaakov has sons and he wants to give his Yerusha to one of those sons, and he wants to give Ben Ben Abanim, or if he only has daughters and he wants to give Bas Ben Abanis, then Dvar of Kayamin. And although the Gemara had another tzad that even if Yaakov would want to give his Yerusha to Achav B'Makom Bas or Bas B'Makom Ben, then that would be valid. However, as we saw when the Gemara stated that Halacha K'Rabbeich Ben Breka and Rashbam, as well as other Rishayim explained, that when we say Halacha K'Rabbeich Ben Breka, it's going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel B'nei Shu Rabbeich Ben Breka, that a father can only choose Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, but he can't go and take dachla from someone that's not really Yarshay at this moment. And on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, Rav brought him a car for the sheet of Rabbi Chaim Breka from the pasuk V'Hoy B'Yom Hanchila Es Banav, and the pasuk could have stated V'Hoy B'Yom She'Inchilu Banav. And since it says Hanchilai, so it's mashmur that the father has a right to direct the Yerusha to one of his children, and he doesn't have to follow the exact way that the Torah tells him to give the Yerusha. Our Gemara now continues by Rava. The Rava asked the Shaila that since I just taught you that the Makar for Rabbi Chaim Breka is from the pasuk V'Hoy B'Yom Hanchila Es Banav, so therefore my shaila is B'Bari Heich. Now maybe this would only apply to a Shimra, as since he's about to die, therefore it's B'Yom Hanchila Es Banav, he's about to give over the Yerusha to his children, and maybe it's in that case where Rabbi Chaim Breka says he has a right to pick Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis. But what if he's a Bari and he wants to make a last will and testament and choose a son B'Makom Banim or Bas Ben Abanis? Could he do so or not? And as Rava continues and explains, maybe the only time that the din of Rabbi Chaim and Breka applied is only by a shchimra that's b'yom and chilas banav, but b'bari would not work. What do we say? The Torah is not makbid as to the exact moment that he's dying, and a father always has a right to decide to transfer his nachla to one of his children, and he doesn't have to give his estate equally to all of his children. And before we continue with the raya, let us just point out that we already previously saw on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Halach Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka, V'chein Rava Halach Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka. Then we also saw on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Halach Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka, and Rabbi Rab Abba Hayu Itma. And Lamaisa, we clearly see that Rabbi Paskins like Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka, and not like the Chachamim from our Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Beis. This will be relevant once we learn our sugya, and we'll get back to this point at the end of the sugya. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rab Mishashel Rava. So Mashasha responds to Rava, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya. The Amalei Reb Nosson L'Rebbe, as Reb Nosson, who was from Bavel, said to Rebbe, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Shenisa Mishnaschem K'Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka, when you misadad in Mishnayis, you misadad in Mishnayis like Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka. And where do we see that Rebbe was misadad in Mishnayis like Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka, and a father could choose Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Ksubis, that Lekosla Ben Indichrin Dehavelach Minoi, Inan Yirtin Kesach Ksubisayach, Yoysel Chukay and Dim And the Mishnah teaches us that when Yaakov gets married to Rachel, then they would write in the Ksuba that if we have sons together, and then you will receive a Yerusha from your father, and then you will die and predecease Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov will yashin Rachel. So Yaakov agrees that that amount of money that he received from Rachel's estate would be divided amongst her children, and even if Yaakov gets married to another woman, that money will not pass to Yaakov's other children, and instead all the money that belonged to Rachel's family will stay within her family and will go to her children. And this din is even relevant where there was no Yerusha, as the ksuba that a wife was supposed to get will also go to her children. And the nafka mina would be if Reuven only had one son together with Rachel, and then Reuven had five sons together with another woman and together with Leah, Reuven promises his wife Rachel that your son will get a larger share of my estate because he'll yashin your entire ksuba, and he will also exclusively inherit any property that I receive from your family and from any estate that I yashin from you. And the Mishnah teaches us that even if Reuven and Rachel did not write this in the Ksuba and they left this out by mistake, then since it's a Tanai Ksuba, therefore it's considered as if it's written in the Ksuba, and this din would always apply. Rav Nosson's raya that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Chaim Ben Breka because the Mishnah used the Lashon of Idun Yirtun Kesef Ksuba Seich, that our sons that we have together will yashin the Kesef of your Ksuba, and Lemaisa used the Lashon Yerusha, Yerusha. Therefore, we see that even though you're doing it Pateris Yerusha, it's possible for Yaakov to direct a larger share of his estate to one of his sons more than to his other sons. And Lemaisa, this is going like the Shita Rabbi Yechman Breka, that you're allowed to be Merish Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis. And Lechur, if the Mishnah held like the Rabbanon, then the Mishnah should have said a Loshin of Yizbon, as even the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yechman Breka, that although you can't give Yerusha to Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, but certainly you could give a Matana to Ben Ben Abanim or to Bas Ben Abanis. Therefore, it would have been better off for the Mishnah to have used the Loshin Yizbon, which would work out both according to Rabbi Yechman Breka and according to Rabbanon. And since this Mishnah specifically used the Loshin of Yirtun, therefore we see that Rebbe taught this Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechman Breka. And as Rashbam states, V'hoi lechem l'shanis mishnaschem k'divrei akol v'loi alibidi yichida, and you should have taught the Mishnah even according to Rabbanon and not dafka like Rabbi Yechman Breka, who's a das yachid. And keep in mind that certainly it would seem that Rebbe should have just responded to Rabbi Nosson that in chenami, the reason why I taught the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechman Breka is because I passed like Rabbi Yechman Breka, as Rebbe himself stated on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, and we will see that the Rashbam addresses this point on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the other Rishonim also discussed this point. Lemaisa, even though this is not the point and the sugya of our Gemara, but the Gemara mentioned that this Tanai Ksuba is a Tanai Bezin, and therefore it's even going to be relevant even if you don't write it in the Ksuba. And Rashbam explains that what does it mean Shu Tanai Bezin? She Bezin Tiktu Ksubas Bin Dichrin Kramina Biksubas Kadesh Yikbitz Adam Vitin Lubita Kibnai. In order that a person should give nichsim lug to his daughter, and he should give as much as he would give to his son, the nichsim lubita in yaitzim izarei, as this way he will know that even though he'll give money to his daughter, will always stay within his family, as even if a meibda meisa kaidim bayla shiyir shubaneh tsubasa acham meisaviyem v'hu shiyesha meisadina shalai te'ekan achla deraisa, and this din only applies if there's a meisadina, as in this way you're not being ma'aka de nachla deraisa. Before we continue, let's not lose sight that Rav's original question was, would the halacha of Rabbi Yechman Breka even apply when a person is healthy and he wants to give his Yerusha to Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis? So far, we haven't seen the Raya of Rava, and we will see that a bit later. And the Gemara continues, V'amaloi Rebbe, and Rebbe responded to Rav Nosson, Yizben Tan, that Eina Chinami, the Mishnah Mesechus Ksubis, is going to Re'akol, as Eina Chinami, the Girsa should not be Yirsun, but instead it should be Yizben. Yaakov is agreeing with Rachel that if they have sons, that he will give a matana to the sons, which will be the amount of her ksuba, and it's not based on Yerusha, but it's based on a matana. And even Rabbanon agree that once you say Lashem Matana, and certainly Dvar of Kayamin, the Gemara continues, V'amar Rabbi, and then Rabbi stated, Yaldus Hoysubi, V'asti Ponai bin Nosan Abavli, by going and changing the Girsa in that Mishnah, was because I was young, and as Rashbam states, Yaldus Vishtus Hoyabi, She'asti Ponai bin Nosan Abavli, V'dechisa B'dava She'enoi, and I tried to push him off with a terrace that's not really a proper terrace, the Vade Yersun Tran, as certainly the proper Gersa is Yersun, and it was done with the Lashon Yerusha, and therefore Nosson Abavli's question is really a valid question, as L'chari, this Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Yechman Breka. Rabbi continued that how do I know that the proper Gersa in that Mishnah is Yersun? Because Elo the Kai Malon, Ksubas Bin Indikrin, Le Tarfim Mishabdi, that we know that the male sons cannot go and be Tarif, the Ksubas Bin Indikrin from Mishubadim, and Isak Daitich Yizbin Tran, and my Le Tarfim Mishabdi, and if the Gersa in the Mishnah Mesechus Ksubas is Yizbon, then since the father already gave this as a matana to his children, so even if he afterwards sold it to someone else, the children still have a right to go and take it away from those people because it was already given to them matana, and they were previously on this property, and therefore there should be no problem for them to take it from Mishabadim. And by the fact that we know that Ksubas bin Dichrin is Loitav Mishabdi, El Shema Mino Yersin Tan, so it must be that the proper Gersa is that the Tanai Ksuba is that they actually Yerush these Nechasim, and since it's B'teris Yerusha, so the only way that they get it is only if the father has these assets at the time that he dies. But if the father already sold these assets to someone else, then they will not be able to be given Mishubadim, and therefore it must be that the proper Gersa Mishnah is Yerson. And if so, L'chari Reb Nosson has a good raya that this Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Yechman Ben Breka. Let us read this inside the Rashbam on the last of the small lines, and the Rashbam states, the Vade Yerson Tan, the Kaimelon, the Ksubas Ben Adichrin, Loi Taf Mishabdi, Mashem Mochavien, the Mizbun Tan, the Mashem Loshem Atono, have Mashem Ma'achshav, the Mochel Achimikin, have a Taf Mishabdi, Shwe Kol Nechosim Mishabodim Ksubas Iman, the Ime Hishaita, Chol Matnasai, have a Taf Mishabdi, El Mishem Hochemin, a Loshin Yerson, the Loshin Rusha, Ina El Lachemisa, Mishem Hochi, Loi Taf Mishabdi, Loi Chol Ad Lachemisa, the Akochin Yerson Tan, the Yafa Hikshli Reb Nosson, and therefore Reb Nosson's question is a valid question. Finally, the Gemara gets to the raya that it wanted to bring to the Shaila of Rava, that Lemaisa man shamatli the Islei Haisvara, Rabbi Yechman Breka, that who is the man that Omer to hold that a person could be Moirish to Ben Bein Abonim or to Bas Bein Abonis, that is specifically Rabbi Yechman Breka, as we explained, Ushma Mino, Afilu Bari, and since the Mishnah Masechta Tzubis is talking about a man getting married to a woman, and at the time that he's getting married to her, certainly he's a Bari, and he's not a Shrimra, so we see that this din of being Moirish to Ben Bein Abonim even applies when you do so when you're a Bari, and therefore it's a Raya to the Shaila of Rava. And the Rashbam, Diva Maschel, Man Shamalei, the Islei Haisvara, Yita Loshnud Loitzarech, that really the Gemara did not have to mention these words, and certainly we would be able to figure out by ourselves why this Mishnah would be a Raya to the Shaila of Rava. However, Ayin Ritva that says that these words are not a Yita Loshin, and it's actually necessary. And as Ritva states, the Loitema, the Lavra Becha Mamashi, the Ifsika Hilchasakavase, that maybe this Shita in this Mishnah is not Mamash Rabbechim and Breka, that we paskin like Rabbechim and Breka, the Dilma Iyu Loikama El Bishchimra, as potentially Rabbechim and Breka only said his din Benegea Shchimra, Beloy Omer Rebbe El Shuhaliba the Tanachwina, Shahil Bishitis Rabbechim and Breka, or Moisad Love, the Mahani and Philo Bari, Vein Allah Kamaisai, maybe Rebbe just saying that this Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbechim and Breka, but not Mamish with his Svara, and Rabbechim and Breka only said his din by Shchimra, and this Mad Dama hole that even applies to a Bari, and he extends the din of Rabbechim and Breka, Vilkach Imu Rabbe Shasha, the Lisa, that this is not a good Svara, the Kimin Dad Hashta Leishamin Hai Svara, El Rabbechim and Breka, and since we never saw this Svara aside from the Shita Rabbechim and Breka, therefore, Krabbechim Mamish Ukme Rebbe, it must be that this Mishnah is going Mamish like Rabbechim and Breka, Ushmamino, Dom Rabbechron, Afilu Bari, Ayin Sham, and Ayin at the beginning of Taisis Dibel Maskel, Shmamino, Afilu Bari Nami, where Taisis is bothered, how do we know that Rabbechim and Breka holds that this din applies even by a Bari, as maybe this din only applied by a Bari, but negate a case of the Tanai Bezin, as since it's a Tanai Bezin, so the Chacham said that you could even be Moirish to Ben Bein Abanim, but maybe in a case of a regular Yerusha, maybe if a person's a Bari, they would not be able to be Moirish to Ben Bein Abanim, and Zaktasis, Afidul Bolei Tanai Bezin, that we see from here, that even if there wouldn't be a Tanai Bezin, that a person could be Moirish to his children, and he could be Moirish to Ben Bein Abanim, even though at that point he's healthy, and not a Shchimra, the Hachim Mashmah HaMishnah, Lekasul Chayim, and Peshu Tanai Bezin, that the only reason why we have to say it's a Tanai Bezin is because Yaakov didn't actually write this in the Ksuba, and they forgot to write in the Ksuba, and even so, it's still considered a Tanai Bezin. However, Abel Kasav Law, but if you actually wrote this in the Shtar, Afilu B'lei Tanai Bezin Chayiv, and the Bari Nami Kamar, as this Din of Rabbechim and Breka, even applies by a Bari. And before we continue, let's also point out Rashbam on the second of the wide lines, in Diva Maskel Shmamino Afilu Bari Kamar, Vafilu Tanin and Yizbun, Mimilsi Rab Nosin, the Amish Nisim Karabechon, that Lemaisa, even if we be gerus in the Mishnah, the word Yisboin, we'd still be able to bring a raya from Rabbi Nassim's question to Rabbi that it must be the Rabbi Yechman Breka's halacha was stated even in the case of a Bari, as otherwise, how could Rabbi Nassim tell Rabbi that it must be that this Mishnah is going with Rabbi Yechman Breka if we're talking about a case where the husband was a Bari at the time that they got married? And as Rashbam continues, Rabbi Nassim, David Makshal Rabbi, it's possible to explain that Rabbi Nosson, who asked this question on Rabbi, actually was Gurus to Lashon Yizbun, and he actually holds that in the case of Ksubs bin Nichrin, you could be Tarav Mishabdi. Rabbi Shesosim Krabbechim and Breka, Mishum de Hachi Svirlei. Lemaisa, the reason why Rabbi made this Stam Mishnah like Rabbechim and Breka, it must be because he holds like that. Kedamin El, Amrab Zeka, Amrab Ami, Amrab Chlina, Amrab Yanai, Amrab Rabbi, Halach Krabbechim and Breka, as we previously pointed out. And Ritvar actually states, Shinisa Mishnesa Rabbechim and Breka, that when Rabbi Nosson told Rabbi that he taught this Mishnah like Rabbechim and Breka, Rotz Lema, Rabbi Nosson Sava, the less Hilchasik Rabbechon, the Yachadu Legabi Rabbanon, as since Rabbi Nosson did not pass like Rabbechim and Breka, therefore he wanted that this Mishnah should go like Rabbanon and not like a Das Yachid and not like Rabbechim and Breka. Inami Dachikama, Miyachrichim Lishanis Mishnaskram, Kadiva Yachid, Afilu Hei Allah Kamaisai, that even if you hold like Rabbechim and Breka, as Rabbi previously stated, even so, you shouldn't have taught this Mishnah Masechet Ksubis specifically like Rabbi Yechim ben Breka. Why didn't you teach it even according to the words of Rabbanon? And there was no reason that you weren't chayshish for the covet of the Chachamim. The Gemara continues. Amalei Rav Papa Abaya. Rav Papa asked the following question to Abaya. We will learn our sugyo like the Rashbam, as Rashbam points out that certainly we already push it to Shaila of Rava that Rabbi Yechim ben Breka even stated as halacha even when a person's a bari and they could be married to Ben Bein Abanim or to Bas Bein Abanis, even though though at that point they're healthy and they're not a shchimra, and even at that time it's still considered v'hoya b'yom anchilu as banav, as the ma'isa, the Yerusha won't take effect until the moment that he dies, and therefore it's considered b'yom anchilu as banav, even though he made this statement while he was still healthy. However, a papa now has a different shayla. The ma'isa, why is it that Rebbe had to explain that the gears of the Mishnah should be Yizbun in order that the Mishnah should be able to go, even according to the Shita Chachamim? If L'chira, Rebbe could have said that the gears of the Mishnah is Yerson, and even so it would go like the Shita Chachamim, as Rav Papa will now explain, as Bein L'manda Amma Yizbun or Bein L'manda Amma Yerson, that it doesn't make a difference if it would be Ger is Yizbun or if it would be Ger is Yerson. On the Maisa, there's another major problem in our scenario, as the Maisa, when Yaakov is getting married to Rachel, they don't yet have any children, and therefore when Yaakov is promising that when Yaakov dies, he directs that any of the assets that came to him from Rachel's family will go to Rachel's children, but the Maisa, at this point, there are no children that are here to acquire these assets. If so, how does the Tanai work? Maisa, a person can't be makna something that did not come to this world. And certainly at this point, Yaakov did not receive any of these assets from Rachel's family. In addition, and even according to Rameya, that hold that a person can be makna something that's not ba'olam, but that is only if he's being makna to something or to someone that's in this world. But certainly you can't be makna something to someone that's not in this world. Since Rachel's children are not yet born, then certainly this Tanai Bezin should not work. And since we see that Chacham made such a Tanai Bezin, so it must be El Tanai Bezin Shiny, that is the difference when something was based on a Tanai Bezin, as we know by Dovish HaBemamin, that Hefka Bezin is Hefka, and therefore the Rabbanan said that even though the children are not Ba'ilam, you could still be makna something to them, and therefore Hachanami Tanai Bezin Shiny. So even if we'd be Geris Yerson, it could be that Rabbanan said that even though generally we may not pass on a Rebbechim Ben Breka, and we may hold that you can't be Yerish to Ben Ben Abanim or to Bas Ben Abanais, however, possibly specifically B'digeya Tanai Ksuba or Benin Dichrin, then Rabbanan stated that just like we're making this Takana, even though you're being makna L'dav Shalai Ba'ilam, we're also making that Takana that you could be merged to Ben Ben Abanim, even though you said it B'lashim Yerusha and you didn't say it B'lashim Matana. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Sabai responds to Rapapa, Mishum the Kamapik Le B'lashim Yerson. The reason why Rebbe couldn't respond to Rav Nosson in this manner is because if he would have given this teretz, then Rav Nosson would have responded to him that even so, why did the Mishnah bring down a Lashon Yerson? L'maisa, since he's saying it's a Tanai Bezin, therefore it shouldn't make a difference if he said it in Lashon Yerson or Lashon Yizbun. And by the fact that you, Rebbe, who would have Masada HaMishnayis, used the term Yerson, it must be because Lipcha Noita Ach Rabbi Yechman Breka is because you held like Rabbi Yechman Breka, Mishamachi Amalei Yizbun Than, and that's why Rebbe had no choice but to say that the actual Gersa is Yizbun, and therefore it's not a Raya that I hold like Rabbi Yechman Breka. And Rashbam continues, V'hoda Mischar Rebbe Batzmai, and then afterwards Rebbe was actually Mischarit, Mishum Dechiyav Makshilei Amai Shenisin Yerson, Matzi Amalei, he could really respond, Mishamachi Shenin Yerton, Loimud Loi Tafim Mishabdi, that specifically we use the Lashon Yerson in order to teach us that you're not Matarif Mishabadim, and in Chinami, you wouldn't have a Raya that I hold like Rabbi Yechman Breka, as I really could hold like Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon agree that B'negeya Tanai Ksuba, that even though you use the Lashon Yerton, you could still be Yerish to Ben Ben Abanim. And before we continue, let's point out that as we recall that in Masechtas Ksubas there are multiple Tanai Ksuba, and one of the Tanai Ksuba is the Ksubas Benin Dichrin, as we just explained, and there's another Tanai Ksuba that's relevant to those daughters that Yaakov has with Rachel, and Yaakov makes a Tanai Ksuba with Rachel that if we have daughters, then even if I have sons together with you or with another wife, and therefore your daughters will not be entitled to receive any Yerusha, however they will still receive Mizoinis from my estate and they'll still be able to live in this home until the point that they get married. Our Gemara now continues, Hodam Abaya. So Abaya continued and he stated, La Milsi Da'ami, that the terrors that I just gave to Rav Papa, that the reason why Rebbe didn't respond to Rav Nosson this way is because Rav Nosson would still have a Raya, since the Mishnah specifically used the Lashon Yerson. Well, the Maisa, that's not a Dalat Teretz, as even though the Mishnah used the Lashon Yerson, it still would not be a Raya. And Rebbe passings like Rebbe Yechon Breka, the Tan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Lechsubis, on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, Lekosavla B'non Naikvin, the Yehavi Lechiminoi, Yehavi Yasun and Beis, the Yisazim and Chosai, Adit Lachin and Govern, Chayiv Shu Tanai Bezin, that since in the same Mishnah in Mesech Lechsubis, that the Mishnah brings down the Tanai Ksuba of Benin Dichrin, and it states that even though he didn't write Benin Dichrin, the Yehavi Lechiminoi, that he's still Chayiv and Pleishu Tanai Bezin, the Mishnah continues and tells us the same din, Benigate Tanai Ksuba of Benon Naikvin, that we just explained. Maisa in the Tanai Bezin of Benon Naikvin, standard Lashon is not a Lashon of Yerusha, and it's a Lashon that I'm going to give it to them. Therefore, v'havel zeb matano zeb Yerusha, v'chol zeb Yerusha zeb matano, afil Rabbanon maidu, that even though Rabbanon argue and Rabbi Chaim ben Breka, they hold that a father cannot be meirish l'ben ben Abanim or l'bas ben Abanais, but that is only if he only said a Lashon Yerusha. But if at any point he said a Lashon matana, either b'tchila, b'emtzo, or b'saif, or in a case where he's giving over various items to various people, when giving over one item to one person, he used a Lashon Yerusha, but l'maisa, when he gave over another item to another person, he used a Lashon matana, then we explained that he really meant to give everyone b'Lashon matana, and therefore even Rabbanon would agree that it would be a valid matana. And if so, Zokta Baya, really Rebbe did not have to answer that the girsa should be Yizben Tnan, and instead he could say that even though we have a girsa in the Mishnah Masechet Tzubas of Yersin, it doesn't prove that the Mishnah is Golan Karbech Mabreka, as the Mishnah is actually teaching us a Chiddush, that even though B'negir Tnai of B'nen Dichrin, that we use a Lashon Yersin, but since B'negir Tnai of B'nen Naikvan, we use a Lashon Matana, therefore even the Rabbanon agree that a father has a right to choose Ben Ben Abanim. Rebbe could respond to Rab Nassan that you have no raya from this Mishnah, that I was Masada this Mishnah only according to the Shita of Rabbi Chaim ben Breka. I in the Rashbam, three lines in the bottom of the Amid, Vizel Lashon Matana B'Saif, Afilu Rabbanon Moido, Kedetanam Masisin, and as we looked at the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Kol Vav and Beis, Kassel Lashon Matana, Bein B'Tchilu, Bein B'Emtzo, Bein B'Saif, Tvaru Kayamin, V'Kim Na Afilu B'Shnei B'nei Adam, V'Shnei Sadeis, U'Vat Shihei Teich Kedei Dibba, V'Hoch Shtei Tekonis Halalu, Kiyinu Bas Achas Tiknu, Havi Kimoy Teich Kedei Dibba, and over here, since both of these Tekonis were Mesukin at the same time, therefore it's considered as if it was said B'Teich Kedei Dibba, V'Hai Tekonin Lashon Yerson, Lashminu Masisin, Rabbanon Moidu, Afilu B'Shnei Adam, V'Shnei Sadeis, as we explained. We're now continued that maybe Rebbe had to respond that Yizben Tnan, as Amalei Reb Nechumi, V'Ista Amri, Reb Chanani Bar Menyumi, L'Abaya, as Reb Nechumi, and some say Reb Chanani Bar Menyumi, respond to Abaya. We continue on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph from Abayis, M'mayra B'chad Beidina Iskun, that how do you know that both of these takanas were made by one Bezdin, and therefore it's considered like he said it, B'Teich Leidibo, and even though he said Yerson, but since he said Lashon Matana, B'Teich Leidibo, that even a Rabbanon would agree that he could be Meirish to Ben Abanim, or to Bas Ben Abanis, the Dilma betray Beidina Iskun, maybe these takanas were actually Masukin in two separate Batidinim, therefore this teretz wouldn't work according to Rebbe, as it wouldn't be a case where there was a Lashon Matana, B'Tchilo B'Emtzo or B'Saif, as it's not considered that he said a Lashon Matana, B'Teich Leidibo, and L'Chariya, by the fact that the Mishnah brings down the Lashon of Takana B'nin Dichrin, and he used a Lashon Yerson, L'Maisa Rab Nassim would have Raya, that Rebbe was Mesada the Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubis, like Rabbi Chanan ben Breka, and therefore Rebbe had to respond that the proper Gersa in the Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubis is Yizbun, and Rabbeinu Yonah points out that Rabbi Nechumi's question is possibly since Rab Nassim is a Tana, he actually knew and he had a Kabbalah that these two Takanas were Mesukin in two separate Batidinim, and therefore Rab Nassim asked Rebbe, why is it that you Mesada this Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbi Chanan ben Breka? The Gemara answers, Lo Saka Daitach, that you shouldn't think that these Takanas were Mesukin in two separate Batidinim and at two separate times. Tani Resha, as right before the Mishnah that discusses these various Tnai Bezdin and discusses the Tnai Bezdin of Benin Dichrin and Benin Nikvan on Daphnim Bezin Bez, the Mishnah on Daphnim Tesaman Aleph states as follows, Zeb Medrish, Dorish Rabbelez Ben Azayel, Fnei Chacham, Bekerim Beyavna, that this is a Drosha, the Rabbelez Ben Azayel, who was installed as a Nasi, said in front of the Chachamim in the Yeshiva in Yavna, and the Yeshiva was called Kerim Beyavna because the rows of seats was set up like a vineyard. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explained that we know the Rabbanim were Mesakin in two takanes, one of Benan Zerchon and one of Benan Nukvan. He compares both these takanes and he states, Habanim Yershu v'Habanis Yizaynu. We know that it's a Tnai Ksuba that the son should receive the estate of their mother, and we know that it's a Tnai Ksuba that the daughters should receive Panasa and receive Mezaynis from the estate. And we compare these two takanes to each other, Ma Habanim Inin Yershun Alachem Yisaviyem, Habanis Lo Yizaynu Alachem Yisaviyem, that just like sons do not receive the Yerusha until after the father dies, therefore the Tnai Ksuba that daughters should receive Mezaynis only applies after the father dies, but while the father is alive, as long as his daughters are over 6 years old, then the father doesn't have an obligation to support them any longer. Ayin Rashbam, that although he's not mechuyev to support them, but certainly if he's a wealthy man, then Bezim will force him to give them money and they will give it to his children. Or Bezim will actually make announcements in public and embarrass him, and they will say that he's worse than a raven, as a raven has rachmanis on its children, and you have no rachmanis on your children, and you're not supporting them. The Gemara now continues and brings a raya that these takanas must have been made at the same time, as he amr bishlema b'cha beidina iskun, as bishlema, if you you will say that both of these takanas were made in the same bezdin. So hayin diafin and takana metakana. So it makes sense. We could learn one takana from another takana, as the bezdin must have instituted takanas in a similar fashion. Eliyahu betray bidina iskin hechirafin and takana metakana. But if you're going to say that these takanas were instituted in separate batidinim, so how could you learn one takana from another takana? And if so, Rabbi Nechumi and some said Rabbi Chanani bar Miyumi's question to Abaya is not a valid question, as Abaya is correct that since it was mesukin in one bezin, so therefore it's as if he used the lashon matana, and potentially this mishnah is going like Rabbanon. Therefore, Rabbi didn't have to answer to Rabbi Nosson Yizben Tnan, as even if it would be Yirsen Tnan, but since the takana of Benon Neifon is lashon matana, therefore even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yechman Breka, as we know kasa lashon matana bein mitchila bein beemso bein besayif tvar of kayamin. However, the Gemara continues that really Rebbe had to say that Yizben Tnan has been my Dilma Lo'ilam Imalacha betray Bidin Iskin, that really we could explain that these takanas were actually instituted in two separate Batidinan, or Bidina Basra, Tikkun could Bidina Kama. However, even so, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understood that the second Bezdin was Besakin de Takana Benan Nikrin, similar way that the previous Bezdin made a Takana Benin Dikrin, Yehechid Loi Tiksha Takanta Takanta, in order that you shouldn't have any questions from one Takana to another Takana, and they should be consistent. But Lamaisa, since they were said at separate times, therefore we don't look at it as if they would said Betekhle Diba. If so, if we would be Gurus in the Mishnah Mesechus Ksubis, Yerson, it would be a Raya that Rebbe actually was Mesad to this Mishnah, like Rabbi Yechim Rebreka, and that's why Rebbe had to answer to Rabbi Nosson that the proper Gersa in the Mishnah Mesechus Ksubis is Yizbon, and the Mishnah Mesechus Ksubis is going even according to the Sheet of the Chachamim. And I in the Rashbam at the end of Diba Maschal, or Ilum Imel Cha betray Bidina Iskin, the Rashbam states, for Afagal to Rebbe, Rabbi Yechim Rebreka's for Yulei, the Lemaisa, why is Rabbi Nosson so bothered that Rebbe would actually be Mesad of the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechim Rebreka, if Lemaisa we know Rebbe Paschal is like Rabbi Yechim Rebreka, can Amrin Le'el, Amr Zreka, Amr Rab Chanina, Amr Rab Yanai, Amr Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Yechron, the Rashbam states, Afilu Hachi, Ka'ama Yizbon, Lo'uk Me Masis in Divya Kol, that ultimately Rebbe wants to say, Lemaisa, I wasn't Mesad of the Mishnah, Dafka, according to Rabbi Yechim Rebreka, and the proper guest in the Mishnah is Yizbon, and it could even be going like the Sheet of the Chachamim. We already mentioned this point, and Afkuf Lamed Amin Aleph, and we also previously mentioned the idea of the Ritva that discusses this point as well. Gemara now continues, and let us remember that we had a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yechon ben Breka, and the Chacham held that when a person is being meirish his nechassim and his assets can't divert and he can't change from the standard of the Torah, and if the Torah tells us that a son gets first and then a daughter and then brothers, then that is the order that he has to stay with, and he can't even choose ben ben abanim or bas ben abanis. And even though Rabbi Yechon ben Breka argues in the Chachamim, and either as Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Breka, explained that his father held that a person could be meirish to ben ben abanim or to bas ben abanis, but even Rabbi Yechon ben Breka agrees that he can't be meirish la'acha b'mokin bas or la'bas b'mokin ben. And according to the other side of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon ben Breka even holds that you could be meirish la'acha b'mokin bas or la'bas b'mokin ben, but certainly as Rashbam previously stated, that is only when you're going one daga down and you're not going two madregas down. And for example, if someone has daughters and he has brothers, you can't say that instead of my daughters yashning, I want my uncles to yashin, as in that case, you're going and moving the Yerusha two levels, and that is not allowed, even according to Rabbi Yechim ben Breka. Therefore, certainly, according to Rabbanon, and even according to Rabbi Yechim ben Breka, a person can't be meirish his assets to his wife, as his wife is not royally yashar at all. Therefore, our Gemara, which will be discussing giving assets to your wife, is certainly not discussing a case of Yerusha. And as Rashbam explains, that certainly we're talking about a case of Matana, and if so, what shaychus will this sugya have with our previous sugya? And Rashbam explained that since on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Hamed Aleph, Rabbi asked Bebari Heich, he asked if the din of Rabbi Yechim Rebreka even applies when a Bari wants to choose Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis. And as we will see, that Rava at the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Hamed Aleph will ask a similar shayla regarding our sugya, and will ask Bebari Heich. Therefore, our Gemara brings this sugya down at this point, and similarly, we'll have another sugya a bit later. Rava will ask the same shayla as Bebari Heich, and that's why that sugya will also follow. And our Gemara now begins, Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel, HaKaisel Kol Nechassel Ishtoi Le'asa El Apetrapa, that even if Reuven states that I want to give all my assets to my wife, then really he's not giving her all his assets, as really he just wants to make her a trustee, as he wants to make sure that his children are mechabed the mother, as they will know that she's in charge of deciding how much money that they will receive. Let us see the Rashbam, seven lines before the wide lines, HaKaisel Kol Nechassel Ishtoi B'Loshim Atana, as we explain. explain, Loyasa Allah Petrapa, the Imada Dasu, the In Adamaniach is Bona, Venusness Akala Ishtai, as is the Imdana, that a person would not take away the Yerusha and his estate from his children and give it to his wife, Vleniskavin Allah Sisla Petrapa, and it must be that his Kavana was to make her a trustee, Kadeshi Chalkula Bona Kavoid, Mishum de Ukavu and Nchsai Brushusa, Lufanosamam, Kafi Imidaita, Vyukfufala, Rashbam continues, Lukamon, and later on, Daf Kufmem Dalid, Money Law, Mahani Tlas Mili, the Shavinu Rabbanan, Kilchasaboy Taima, the Divri Nevuahim, that the Gemara will include this in the three things that Rabbanan said that are like Kilchasaboy Taima and like Divri Nevuah, and Lofish Anumanichin, Mashakasa Bishta Behedia, Shinosna Kol, Lelech Acha Emidatenu, of Shchumra Mairi, and Lemaisa at this point, the Gemara is speaking about a person that this moment was a Shchumra, and as we already mentioned, Vrava Boyla Kamon, and on Daf Kuflam and Bezo Manalev, Rava will ask, the Bori Heich, Umishmachi Nakla Hachi, and that's why the sugya is brought over here. V'chein hadatnan haslam d'lakamah nami mishum d'rava boi la'yunami b'bari heich. As we explain, Rashbam now explains that when Rabbi Yehuda said this din in the name of Shmuel, v'davka kol nechasav, this is only when he gave over all of his assets to his wife, the lekashir loy b'makakoy v'loy metatli, and he didn't leave over any kakol metatlin avali'i kashir kansa, but if he left over other assets for his children to yashin, then he was giving over these assets to his wife, and he gave it to her as a kinyan gomer and not only as a trustee. However, if someone gave over all of his assets to another person that's not his wife and is no emin adas, that he doesn't care if they're mechabed that person, we will discuss later, then certainly that person will be koina. In that case, that person would actually be koina his entire estate and would not just be considered a trustee. Before we continue with the next Gemara, L'chari it's Pashut, that if Reuven says that I want one of my sons to yashin all of my nechasim, then since he said it b'lashin Yerusha, then certainly that son would have a right to yashin all of his assets. And as Rabbi Yechim ben Breko already stated, that a person could choose ben abanim or bas ben abanais. However, the Gemara is actually asking a question in the case where a father gave matana to his children, and the Gemara now states, pshita, that it's Pashutas b'noya gadol le'aso ela apetropis, that if Yaakov is a shchimra and he says that I specifically want all of my assets to be given to my oldest son as a matana, and certainly once again there will be a imidas that he really doesn't want to give all his assets to his older son, and the only reason why he said this is because there's a chiv on the younger children to be mechabed the oldest brother, as the pasuk states kabed es avicha of es imecha, and we learn es is l'rabbi sechicha gadol. Therefore, in order to make sure that the younger children are mechabed the older brother, Yaakov decided to make Reuven the trustee in order that the children should understand that their panasa and their money will come from the older brother, but certainly he's not clean all of the money. However, the Gemara asks, "Benoya katan mai, what would happen if Yaakov says, I want to give all of my assets to my younger child, and in this case, certainly there's no chiyuv to be mechabed the younger child, therefore maybe we would say that there's no eimed adas, and maybe we would say that he actually meant to give all his assets to the younger child, and he would be clean akol." The Gemara states, "Itma Rab Chinoi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Rab Chinoi bar Idi said in the name of Shmuel himself, afilu b'dei katan amuto bar Risa, that even if a father makes a statement and gives all of his assets to his youngest son, even though this child is still in the crib and therefore really can't be a trustee, we still look at him as a trustee, and the father never meant to give the son all of his assets as a matana." And as Rashbam states, afilu katan amuto bar Risa, roitzu b'chvaydoi v'layaso ala apetrapa. And Rimi Magash points out, afilu b'nei katan amuto bar Risa, afagad the hashala bar hachihu, as even though at this point he can't act as a trustee, as he's still an infant. However, imo lichshi gado boyed lishtam amili, they have kufin loy kiyun de efshe da avil hachi, v'loy neymo lo ilam shereitz lahava anachla me'achirim, el dafka b'hani achirini, she efshe litlus b'hem tamah b'tropis, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues, and the Rashbam brings down various ways to understand our sugya. Well, the maisa we will learn our sugya as Rashbam does, and as Rashbam states, ki nira be'inai. And the Gemara states, pshita b'noi v'achar, ach b'matana u b'noi apetropis, that it's pashitas, that if Reuven gives one of his children a matana, and he has other sons, and certainly as we stated before in the name of Shmuel, that afilu b'noi katan amutal barisa, that a father would not want to take away Yerusha from the rest of his children, and therefore it must be that the father only meant to make the son an apotropos and a trustee, but he didn't mean to be makna all of his assets to the son. However, in a case where a father gives away all of his assets to someone that's unrelated and not his son and not not his wife, then in that case, there is no reason why he would want to be mechabed that person, and therefore it must be that he meant to give him matana gemura. Even though this person had a son, we still say that it must be that he meant to give all of his assets to his friend, and he didn't mean to make him an apotropos. And as Rashbam points out, as if he wanted to make this friend an apotropos, then he should have just said that I'm making you an apotropos, as there's no reason to say I'm giving you all of my nechasim, and therefore it must have been a matana gemura. And the gemara continues that it's also pasha to us, ishtar rusa v'ishtar grusha matana, that if Reuven either says that I'm giving all of my assets to my wife that I'm only mikudeshes to, or he says I'm giving it to my ex-wife that I already divorced, then certainly there's no svar to say that he wants to make sure that his children are mechabed them, and therefore it must be that he was giving them matana gemura. And as Rashbam states, ishtar rusa ishtar grusha moidish shmul de matana yavla de kivin de loy gais behu loy choshesh bechvedon el matana hu reitz elitin lahen. However, the gemara now continues, but we have the following shayla, bas etzal abonim, if Reuven has sons and he says he wants to give all of his assets as a matana to his daughter, or isha etzal achim, or if Reuven has brothers and he doesn't have children and he says he wants to give his wife all of his assets instead of his brothers, or v'isha etzal bnei abal, or if Reuven was originally married to Rachel and had children, then Reuven gets married to Leah and he says that he wants to give all of his assets to Leah, who's not the mother of these children, so Mao, what would be the din in those cases? And Rashbam explains that why would we think that it's not a matana gemura, and why would we think that in this case that he meant to make them a trustee, and he wanted to make sure that his children are mechabed's daughter, or he wanted to make sure that his brothers are mechabed's wife, or that his children are mechabed their stepmother? And Zok Rashbam, Batsa Yisrael Bonim, Kivin Don Roin, the Choshin Lein, the Chosim Uotin, Damino, Abonim Sezoin, Vabonim Yechzur Al Psachim, Alma, the Choshin Lein, Yikar de Bonim, Yikar de Bonim. So we see that a father is more concerned about the covet of his daughters than for the covet of his sons. Vikulamein Madasa Pachapa, Oidilma Hanimil in Chazar's Psachim, Avakai Gavnin Shechabdu, Bonov, Le Choshin Chveda. But maybe in this case, certainly he didn't mean to be mechabed his daughters, and he must have meant to give them matana gemura. And Rashbam continues, Veisha Eitzel Achin, She'ilay Bonim Va'av El Achin, that he doesn't have any sons or daughters or a father, and he only has brothers. Vikivin De Achiv, Ein Chayav Mechvayit Ishtar Klal, Ein Chayshi Shechabdu, Matanu Diyavla, Oidilma Kivin Ishtar Gufa Damya. What do we say that since Lamaisa, his wife is like his guf, Roit Shechabdu, Vapachopa Shavya, and maybe he just wanted to make sure that his brothers are mechabed her, and he really only meant to appoint her as a trustee? And similarly, Veisha Eitzel Bnei Abal, the Lo Yehavalei Bonim Mimena, the name of Apotropos Shavya, Kedei Sheichabda Bnei Shechayom Mechvedo, Alo Yesh Le Bonim Isha Acheres, Ve'in Chayom Mechvedo Kol Kach, El Misur Dekro, As Avicha Le Rabbis Isha Sa'av, V'chol Mishin Chayom Mechvedo, Ein Amakbin Amin Mechabna Yisai, and therefore it must be that he gave it to her as Matada Gemura, V'gam Hilo Sakbid, and Lo Yechabdu Eilu, V'hilko Gam Abal, Ein Choshish Le Matana Yechavin. Keep in mind that although the Gemara already discussed the case of Bnei HaGadol, where we said that since the Torah states Kabbalah Savicha and Esses L'Rabbis Achicha Gadol, therefore we stated L'Yasaru Ala Apotropos, however L'Maisa we have to distinguish between that Limud and the Limud of Esavicha L'Rabbis Eishes Av. The Gemara continues and brings Machlekes as to how to be Peshet these Shailas, as Amar Ravina Mishmedu Rava, that Ravina said the name of Rava Bekul Leikhanu L'Bami Ishtar Rusa of Ishtar Grusha, then all three cases that we just asked about, you're not going to be Kaina, and you're only meant to be Mechabed them and make them a trustee, aside from the case of Ishtar Rusa and Ishtar Grusha, where certainly you have no relationship with them. And as Rashbam states, and therefore certainly you meant to give it to them matana gemura. However, the Gemara continues, and Ravira says in the name of Rava, Bekulu Kanu, then all of these cases you would be Kaina and you would not be considered a trustee, aside for the last two cases of Isha Eitzel Ha'achim and Isha Eitzel Bnei Abal. And those cases, we say that he must have wanted to make them a trustee, as he wanted to make sure that they received covered. And in reality, both Ravina as well as Ravira are agreeing to all the cases, aside for the case of Bas Eitzel Abonim. The Ravina stated the name of Rava, then in the case of Bas Eitzel Abonim, then the daughter would not be Koina, and she would be a trustee. Or Ravira said the name of Rava, that even in the case of Bas Eitzel Abonim, that she would be Koina, and she would not be considered a trustee. However, certainly in both the cases of Ishtar Rusa and Ishtar Grusha, everyone agrees that it would be considered a matana, and all agreed in the case of Isha Eitzel Achim and Isha Eitzel Bnei Abal, and certainly the husband did not mean to give them matana, and he only meant to make them a trustee. And Ayin Rashbam, who states, V'sparas ba'alma pligi, u'bas eitzel bonim levad ikir benayu, l'ravina le'kanya, l'ravira kanya, as we explain, and we'll stop over here.